106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray, the Wake Up Call.
Gavin's phone scams are every morning at 6:10 and 8:10. What do you got today?
Julie wanted me to phone scam her husband, Peter. So between now and the election, I'm going to be doing something that I'm calling parody polling, where I'm going to call somebody and pretend to be somebody taking a political poll, but the questions don't have a lot to do with politics.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Peter.
This is him speaking.
Hi, this is Raul Labrador, and I'm calling from the California. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. I just wanted to know if I was able to ask you a few quick questions about the current state of politics in the country so that we can gather more information for our state's upcoming primary.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. Can I start off by asking you how old you are?
Yes, I'm 28.
Okay. What is your ethnicity?
Latino.
Latino, okay. And gender?
Male.
Okay. Of the Democratic nominees, which one currently are you most likely to vote for in the primary?
I'd probably say Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. Do you like to open a door for someone 20 feet away just to watch them run a little bit? Do you understand what that question is referring to?
No.
Oh, okay. So, like, when you're going into a building and you see somebody behind you, but they're not right behind you, do you like hold the door open just to watch them kind of, like, giddy up a little bit?
sort of, I guess.
Can I put you down for hell yeah?
Okay, hell yeah.
Okay, great. Hell yeah. Would you say you've kept up on this year's election topics?
I've kept myself familiar. I'm not, like, the most knowledgeable on it, but I do know what's going on.
Okay, great. Okay. Do you have any children?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Did you have a child to save your marriage or to be able to board a plane first?
Neither, actually. It sort of just happened.
I got to pick one or the other. So was it to save the marriage or to be able to board planes before other people? What do you want me to put down? Do you want me to put down that you had a child to save your marriage? Okay, I'll put that down. To save it. Because it was in shambles?
I mean, I don't really know what you want me to say. You gave me two options, which are both sort of extreme. So
right.
I said to save my marriage.
Okay. Okay. I'll just put it was in shambles. Okay. They'll know what that means. How would you rate President Trump's performance so far?
A 5.
A 5 out of what?
100.
Out of 100? Okay. And what is your favorite exercise to do at the gym, besides judging people?
Well, that's a tough one, man. I don't know. I would say swimming.
Swimming at the gym?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you say is the number one political issue for you right now?
I'd probably say the fact that our president is denying that global warming is a real thing.
Can I go back to the swimming thing for a second with a follow-up question?
Okay.
Have you ever carpooled to the pool? And if so, was that hilarious?
What does that have to do with this whole?
I'm
sort of busy right now.
I didn't come up with these questions.
Yeah, I'm sort of busy, and I thought this was going to be quick, and it seems to be a little longer and irrelevant. So
I apologize.
I don't know what else to say to you. I have to get back to you.
Okay. All right. Well, then, real fast, before you get going, Peter, I just wanted to let you know that you're on a phone scam on 106.5 The End on the Wake Up Call. My name's Gavin.
Oh, God.
Your wife, Julie, wrote me an email and asked me to do this to you.
Oh, my God. It's so random. Like, what is going on?
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.